rejoicing behind that. Our heart's not going to be glad behind that. What we are going to do is move to strategy number two. Y'all hear me so far? The strategy now is to pray that while he's being bound, he will then be ministered to. Are y'all hearing me? You see, when the enemy comes against you like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord now is raised up. So now we have to pray in the direction that his heart now be changed in such a way that he can now be really saved. Are y'all hearing me? We don't want to pray one of those David prayers. Dear Lord, chop his legs off. No, that ain't who we are. We want him saved now. And we want the Lord to work on his heart such that he can come in here and worship with us just like, oh, hallelujah. That's where we are. Amen. So we just thank and praise God. Amen. Intercessors, we know what we need to do now. Amen. And so let's move in that direction. Hallelujah. Once again, let's praise God for the worship on this morning. Hallelujah. I just thank and praise God for what he is doing and how he's moving such in such a mighty way. He has allowed us to gain the momentum throughout this year. And the Lord has said, now it's time to coast out the year. You know, when momentum builds up, is literally getting you to a place where you can now move into another vein and coast out. So God has now allowed us to come forth in various ways. It has been started a few weeks ago, and the Lord has now allowed our focus now to be toward the kingdom. Amen. And so we want to stay in that vein, and I believe that we're going to be coasting throughout the remaining of this year as the Lord see fit. But it's important that we understand how God is working with us. And the songs that has been going forth, the ministry that has been going forth, the demonstrations that has been going forth has really been lining up as to where we are right now. And so I have to stay in that vein. And so this morning, it's important that we continue to get further embellishment or understanding as to what God is doing, saying, as well as leading. So if you have your Bibles, and I'm sure that we all do, if you don't, raise your hand and we will politely have one of the ushers, greeters, to politely give you a Bible. Amen. But the scriptures will be posted. But in this house, we have to have the word with us. Amen. It's important that we have the word. Amen. So we want you all to really walk with what God is going to be doing today. He has me in a both preaching and a teaching mode. So I might get out there and I might pull back. I might get out there and I might pull back. But however the Lord see fit. Amen.